This is the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Starting today, Bitcoin is an official national currency in El Salvador, along with US dollars. To use the cryptocurrency, Salvadorans need to download an electronic wallet. If they use the government-sanctioned wallet, they'll get $30 worth of Bitcoin to use. Stores have to accept Bitcoin, provided they have internet access and can do so. They'll still take American dollars, too. In the past 6 months, the value of a Bitcoin has fluctuated by as much as $30,000. So, a lot could go wrong. George Selgin directs the Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives at the Cato Institute. We asked him what's behind President Nayib Bukele's decision to embrace Bitcoin.
I think he's quite sincere. I think he qualifies as a Bitcoin maxi, and so they would like to see the whole world using Bitcoin. So to that extent, his effort is consistent, I believe, with his ideals. But I think it's also the case that his doing this is very much a way of appealing to the younger voters of El Salvador, who incidentally aren't necessarily the ones who will be asked having to take Bitcoin in business because they're not running businesses.
Bitcoin is so volatile. How is the country's central bank preparing for this change and possibly inflation?
What they've done is they've set up a trust fund. They have a trust fund initially worth $150 million, which is really not that much money. And they've set up an exchange house. Basically, the merchants can instantly get dollars at the value of their sale. They're not going to take any risk, but the exchange house is going to assume that risk. If the value of Bitcoin changes before they can sell the Bitcoin they've received for dollars, then it comes out. The difference, if it goes down, the difference comes out of the trust fund. If Bitcoin appreciates, then the trust fund will appreciate. The problem is that people are going to be trading Bitcoin for dollars more often when they think Bitcoin's going down than when it's going up.
What does this say about attitudes towards Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies?
It illustrates the fact that there are two worlds here. There's the world of the Bitcoin maxis and enthusiasts. And then there's the much larger number of people who don't want to touch the stuff. They don't want anything to do with it. And I think El Salvador is really typical of this divide. If a small group of enthusiasts, including, importantly, the president, and a much larger number of people who are not keen on the whole thing. And this divides the Bitcoin community itself, it should be said, because a lot of them are, you know, very much against having the government force people to use any money, including the one they happen to like.
George Selgin directs the Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives at the Cato Institute. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.